Very sad news coming out of Plettenberg Bay yesterday that a Cape Town woman has died after an encounter with a shark at the popular Central Beach. The Plett beaches were closed yesterday, the NSRI bringing the woman's body to shore at about 8 o'clock yesterday morning. Unfortunately, her family on the beach at the time, which must have been an incredibly traumatic experience for them. It's a big blow to them. It's also, though, potentially a blow to the town's tourism industry. We are starting to head towards the peak summer season. This is a town that relies heavily on tourist income, and what are the consequences if beaches remain closed for any extended period and if people are too scared to come and swim at Plettenberg Bay? To talk to us about all those issues, let's welcome Andile Namtu, who is a spokesperson for the Batu municipality, joining me on the line now. Andile, thank you for your time this morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure to be on your show.
Can we start with exactly what happened yesterday? What do we know at this point?
What we know is that at about 8 o'clock, NSRI and other beach control agencies were called in. Apparently, a woman was fatally attacked by a shark. And in response to that, we had to issue a statement to advise our residents that the beaches are closed until further notice, obviously. Mm-hmm. The body of the person was actually taken in yesterday, and the police are involved in doing an inquest. And that's where we are at this stage.
Okay, so we know that the victim hasn't yet been identified, and obviously the various processes need to follow their course before that happens. Ideally, what we do know, though, is that this is the second such incident in the last 3 months. Our listeners will no doubt recall that in June of this year, businessman Bruce Voloff was killed at Sanctuary Beach in Plettenberg Bay. Now, that's a beach much closer to Robberg, and anybody who's walked on the Robberg Peninsula knows that that is a sharky area, for lack of a better term. You only have to look down into the water to realize that they're there. To have this happen, though, at the main Central Beach, your key tourist beach, must have come as a huge shock.
No, definitely, definitely. I think after the first incident, first of all, for us as Pito, we acknowledge the fact that it is quite a new phenomenon in our area that we have got such high shark activity on our beaches. And then when the first incident happened, we actually tried to reinforce our beach control system, especially around the Robberg area, as you mentioned, and Sanctuary, because of the fact that we know that there's a bit of shark activity. In the past, even there was a bit of shark activity. But now at Central Beach, it's quite a huge shock. And obviously, you know that we put in a lot of effort in ensuring that our beaches are pristinely managed.
Yeah.
Because for us, basically, it's a key driver to our economy.
Yeah.
So it was quite a shock to us.
Andile, I know in May already, and that was even before the incident at Robberg, you had approved research on the possibility of erecting a shark barrier at Central Beach. Was that because of what scientists were telling you about noticing the increased shark activity? What led to your wanting to consider that in the first place?
No, that's precisely when we noticed that there's a bit of high shark activity, and basically scientists came up with a proposal. We knowing that, or we being aware that we've got a high level of shark activity, which is new to us, we felt that such a research would actually enable us, or may have the benefit of ensuring that we are able to come out with findings around the behavior of sharks, which would then be used in terms of our proposed shark management plan that we want to develop in the long run.
Okay. Andile, we had a call earlier from a listener who was actually en route to Plett saying he was under the impression that the beaches were still closed following an incident earlier this month where a whale carcass had washed ashore, and he was concerned that maybe this family who were visiting from Cape Town didn't know about that. Can you confirm, were the beaches actually open yesterday?
They were open. Beaches were open.
Okay.
So, they were open. Let me put it that way.
Okay. Have you got additional sort of signage? Obviously, you've got the shark flag on Central Beach, but is there a good degree of communication to the public about the shark risk?
We try to constantly update our information pertaining to that. We are now also considering reinforcing the communications part of it. That means creating more signage, making people aware. We obviously didn't want to alarm people at the first stage without knowing exactly what's happening in terms of the high level of shark activity. But what it points to us now is the fact that we need to proactively, like we did with the research proposal, come up with more stronger messaging around shark activity so that people can be more aware, maybe more aware of the fact that we do have sharks now in our area.
Andile, it's the end of September. Obviously, Plettenberg Bay relies heavily on the peak summer tourist season. You've got the Matrix descending for Plett Rage. You've got people coming in their thousands to spend their festive season holidays in the town. Are you worried that some of them might make the decision to stay away or go to a different destination because they're concerned about shark risk?
Look, it is a concern for us, obviously, as you know, that we rely heavily on our tourism sector. But I'm sure during the course of the day or during the course of this week, heads will be put around the table to actually develop strategies and plans. But at this stage, we want to encourage our tourists to know that we are putting all the efforts to ensure that, because we know that they love Plettenberg Bay, obviously. So we are working around the clock to try and come up with strategies and plans that will minimize the risk in terms of shark activities now.
There are only 3 months until the festive season. Andile, is it possible, probable, that maybe that might include putting out a shark barrier?
Look, with the shark barrier thing is that we have approved it at the end of May for the researchers to get their permits, as well as funding, because it will be funded from the coffers of donors, not from the municipal side. So hopefully we can only hope that by that stage it can be done. But we have actually approved based on the fact that we wanted the entity that is going to do the research to do it, especially before the festive season. So we will obviously touch base with them as well to see how far they are, what is happening, because for us that study could be crucial in terms of our plans.
Andile Mnamtu, thank you so much for your time. Spokesperson for the Batum Municipality, speaking to us there about the incident at Central Beach in Plettenberg Bay yesterday.